Misoprostol is a locally produced film that recently aired at the Benson Theater. Written, directed, and produced by Beaufield Barry, Misoprostol is a film that follows a woman's decision on whether or not to undergo an at-home abortion using the pill Misoprostol. This film is one that looks into a person's decision and how to navigate hard choices as an individual.
Well, I think that the word abortion and the discussion around abortion is just so charged, and it's just so charged around morality, around children, around pro-life, around religion. This film is a series. It's the first in a series of films around abortion, in which I don't want to talk about any of those things. I want people to just see it for the experience that it is. Ultimately, the movie doesn't really touch on anything about morality or anything about good or bad. It is 100% about choice making and the ability to exercise that right.
Barry relays the major contributors that helped bring this film to the big screen, from acting to production.
My friend Casey Jane came up from Kansas City. I was looking for an actress. I didn't know exactly who I wanted, but I put out a call on my Facebook page, as I often do. I knew that the second the right person said yes, I would know it. And so Casey's just a marvelous, very natural actor from Kansas City. So she came on board and came up for a couple of days so we could rehearse and then film. Michael Hennings is my cinematographer. He did all of the post-production. He was our professional on set all day, and he really ran the set. We shot the entire film in a day, which Michael called aggressive, and I said, well, have you met me?
After premiering at the Benson Theater on June 28th, Misoprostol has been submitted to many different film festivals across the country.
First things first is we've submitted to Telluride, to Sundance. At the end of the month, we'll be submitting to South by Southwest when those submissions open. We've submitted to Slam Dance and to Hand Short Film Festival and the Berlin Short Film Festival. Those things are very expensive to submit to, and hence the fundraiser. But also, I like to raise funds to do the next production, you know, the next film. I do have a team that works out of New York. My agent is out of New York and my manager is out of LA. And there's always an opportunity to go and make something. But the idea of like making something here in our home with our local talent and our local people and friends means so much more to me. And so I want to bring more production to Omaha.
The film not only gives a unique take on a sensitive topic, but it also displays the true talent and ability located within the Omaha area.
And then also not just to see like my movie, just seeing like all of our movie, because wow, the color looks beautiful. That's because of Michael. Ian Aiello did all of our sound and the score. He built that score from scratch. Everything was so enhanced by everyone else's hands and talent and time. It just really came together and like, wow, we can really do this.
Misoprostol will be touring various film festivals throughout the country. More information about the film can be found at Beaufield Barry on Instagram. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.